ABC Radio Australia.
Thonga's police chief hopes the long prison sentences handed out recently for importing methamphetamine into the kingdom will act as a deterrent to others. Two men were last week sentenced to life imprisonment over the importation of more than 5 kilograms of meth, one of the country's most serious drug cases to date. The judge described the drug as an existential threat to life in Thonga, warning of the damage it causes to families and communities. Like elsewhere in the Pacific, authorities in Thonga are trying to deal with a sharp increase in the use of meth in recent years. Our Tonga reporter, Maren Koppel, spoke to the police commissioner, Jeff Turner, after the life sentences were handed down, and he welcomes the long jail terms and says his immediate focus is improving the police force's intelligence gathering capabilities.
The sentencing here is reflective of the seriousness of the offences themselves. You know, life imprisonment is obviously a long time. And even the other sentences of, you know, 18 years, 15 years, these are long sentences. You know, I hope they act as a deterrent. I think the courts have obviously used their knowledge and expertise to come down with these decisions. But, you know, from a policing perspective, these sentences are welcome.
From the police data, is drug trafficking, particularly with meth, increasing or decreasing?
Well, that's actually a really good question. I mean, I think, you know, the last 2025, our seizures probably aren't as high as they were the year before. They were probably skewed by operations Break and Burrito. I think probably the best indicator is the price. I think the price has remained static. The price of a point's about 50 punga at the moment, and it's stayed that way for some time. So, you know, when you look at how we are tracking or how successful we are, if the prices go up, we know that there's a shortage, so we're doing a good job. And if the prices go down, we know that we've missed something and there's a surplus of drugs. At the moment, it's pretty static, so we're probably pretty much on a holding pattern of what's going so far. But certainly, you know, 2025 for methamphetamine seizures were a bit lower. But, you know, my emphasis at the moment is very, very much around our intelligence building capability at the moment. That's what we're putting a lot of emphasis on.
Mm. Besides meth, what else?
Cannabis. I mean, obviously, cannabis is going to be an ongoing issue for Tonga and through the Pacific and throughout the world. I mean, cannabis cultivation here is obviously happening, but you know, it's things that we're working on at the moment and how we get on top of that one.
Are there new drugs introducing Tonga that you have?
I haven't seen anything from, you know, we haven't seen anything like out of the US for things like, you know, fentanyl-laced vapes and things like that. There's no evidence of that yet.
Mm-mm.
I think, you know, my biggest concern is when we get to that point where we're locally manufacturing methamphetamine from precursors and other household products. Haven't seen much evidence of that at all as yet, but certainly some of the things that we're looking at in the background and certainly aware of.
Well, the judge named an alleged overseas supplier and have also urged police to liaise with the FBI. Has this process begun?
Look, I won't go into specifics, Marion. What I will say is that, you know, the FBI is a valued partner for Tonga Police, as are all the foreign law enforcement agencies we work with. But you know, I will say this, that the inquiries are ongoing, and that's probably the best you're going to get out of me today.
Well, how difficult is it for Tonga Police to investigate drug networks that are operating across our borders?
You know, you might be surprised by this answer. It's actually easier than people probably think it is. And by that I mean we've got a very, very complex and very well-connected system of transnational crime units throughout the Pacific, supported by the PTCN. You know, we have Intel Fusion Centres in Samoa and Vanuatu. We are very, very well-connected. And, you know, what came out of even the Interpol meetings up in Marrakesh this year with Interpol Blue Pacific, another great, great sponsor for Tonga Police. So it's actually a lot easier than people probably think it is. You know, we are well connected. We are starting to get some very good quality training. Our intelligence is certainly in an uplift phase at the moment, and it's only going to get better. I mean, the AFP is, the Australian Federal Police are hosting a drug summit in Fiji in May, and that's when all the chiefs will get together to start really nutting out some really good strategies on moving forward. You know, the AFP Commissioner recently announced Task Force Thunder, which is an intelligence-driven task force as well. So the pieces are starting to come in again. I always say this to people, you know, when you're involved with organised crime or drug trafficking investigations, it's like having a 1,000-piece jigsaw. We've got the pieces, we just have to sit down together and start putting them together.
Mm. You mentioned a lot about the network within the Pacific. Recently, there's been a big drug bust in Fiji.
Yeah.
How are you working together, or are you working together?
That's a really good question. I think it'll be a major focus of the summit in May. Fiji are obviously a very close partner of Tonga, economically as well as through traditional ties. Now, Fiji has had some large seizures for transshipment. But, you know, the thing is, too, is that the seizures are getting seized is probably the big thing here. And not only that, you know, what I worry about probably more than anything is displacement. When one country gets on top of things, and where does it displace to next? So those are some of the things that will no doubt be discussed at the summit and a better way of moving forward. And, you know, intelligence sharing is an easy thing to do. We are looking at going to Fiji in the next few months to look at signing an MOU, which we've started to start working our way through, but obviously got to liaise with the Fijian authorities and go through the appropriate channels here. So, you know, Fiji is central to the Pacific. It's a huge transport hub in its own right with tourism and everything else. And, you know, this is a good opportunity in May for us to really sit down and start working out how we tackle this problem.
And that is Tonga's Police Commissioner Jeff Turner speaking to our reporter, Marion Koppel.